So if you're walking down the street and somebody's coming your way and they're coughing, does it, if you hold your breath, will that help you from not getting the COVID?
No, because that's got nothing to do with it, because it can get in your eyes and your nose. It's not just about getting in your mouth. And it's, even if you hold your breath, that's got nothing to do with it. Someone can still sneeze on you.
They are recommending now that, yes, holding your breath and actually blowing air out, because
as you walk by people,
if you see them coughing or, you know, they don't have a mask on, hold your breath. It's better than nothing.
Oh, well, I mean, it's better than nothing, but it doesn't say that you're not, it's not going to make you stop getting COVID. It'll just decrease your chances a little bit, I would imagine.
Yeah. So, you know, just blow out when you pass somebody.
Just always have a balloon with you.
Just do that when you walk past people, because I mean, I guarantee there are people that walk past you that aren't wearing a mask, and you just.
You can't do that in New York, though, because there's so many people. You would pass out because you would just be like the whole entire time, you know.
But yeah, they say if you can't do anything else, at least try holding your breath.
Try to exhale or hold your breath.
Right when you walk past them. I like that. But the bad thing is, you know, you're going to hold your breath, and I mean, I can't hold my breath very long. So the minute I pass them, I'm going to go up to somebody else, and then, you know, I'll get the COVID anyway.
Yeah, look at you. You could barely walk up a flight of stairs. You can't hold your breath.
There's no way.
You're going to pass right out.
Yeah, if I'm walking down the street, I'm breathing heavy as it is. There's no way I'm not breathing.
No, you're getting COVID. Just wear two masks.
And a thing over your face. That you can breathe.
Like a Bane mask?
Yeah. Where you can have oxygen coming in. Oh, that's what I need.
Oh, yeah. So if you walk out with an oxygen tank, does that stop you from getting COVID? I would imagine it would.
Why didn't we think of this before?
I don't know, because oxygen tanks are expensive. But look at, you know, you have no trouble spending money these days. So.
Why would an oxygen tank be expensive? Oxygen is free.
Not in a tank, it isn't.
Yeah, you just open up the tank and force it in there, then you're done.
I don't think it works like that.
I think it does. I think oxygen is everywhere. So you just open up the tap, it goes, it sucks in there, and then you close it.
Okay, so an oxygen tank will run you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you want the portable one, you know, the one that you get that comes in like a bag, that one is $1,295.
Worth it not to get the COVID.
If you want just a small little
fanny pack,
like a small little one, whatever, it's $411, but that's without the mask. Then you got to get the mask. Yeah, portable oxygen. I mean, I guess you can get the really cheap one for $275, but it's not very much oxygen. And yeah, there's a reason why it's only $275. You can't make your own. That's the whole point.
Yeah, just get old parts that scuba divers had. You know, those. Then put that over your face.
Those are the most expensive. Scuba diving is for rich people. What do you think? People just go scuba diving every day? Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? I guess we're going to go scuba diving. I don't know. I don't know what else to do. I'm bored.
Well, get your air from that place, because they got cheap air. They got big tanks of it. Just go there.
No, it has to be it's a certain type of air. Just
air's air.
How do you not know this?
Air is air.
Just you know what? Just go get an empty tank then and just fill it with air yourself.
And breathe out of that.
See how that goes. See how long it takes you to get COVID.